Some days are you ever getting me back up there after what I experienced?
You
had the 1,000-yard stare on.
Yeah.
You'd seen some shit.
The Virtual Insanity Podcast, Episode 5, Ghosts and Conspiracy Time.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, dude.
Have you heard the Kubrick conspiracy?
I'm just going through the lists of conspiracies and Stanley Kubrick.
Well, there's a certain one in The Shining.
So
there's a scene.
Are we talking the moon landing?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's the one.
There's that, yeah. There's 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Well, no, because it's obviously meant to be all links.
So 2001 A Space Odyssey is meant to be the precursor to the moon landings. They were doing, I think they were doing them at the exact same time, mm-hmm. supposedly.
But also, if you watch Space Odyssey, you can believe it as well.
Whenever I see, and I don't particularly subscribe to, you know, any sort of conspiracy as a dead cert, because we don't know, and I like the beauty of that. I think it's fun.
That's
to
why
play
I like
this
with. One.
Yeah. So let's take the conspiracy as the conspiracy is.
Well, what's your version of it to mine?
Okay, so
because I've got one that I
know. Stanley Kubrick was brought in by NASA to fake the moon landings for whatever reason. I'm not 100% sure on the reason, but for whatever reason, the conspiracy says Stanley Kubrick was brought in by NASA and the American government to create a moon landing.
Yep.
And you're like, okay, cool.
But is that why he did 2001?
So I think he was doing 2001 Space Odyssey beforehand. And I think NASA and the American government saw what he was doing with that and went, okay, this is viable, we can get this guy potentially to do this for us. You know what I mean?
He's already doing a film about it.
Yeah, he's already doing a film in space, and he's getting it right. He's getting the visuals right for what it is. And one of the arguments that I always hear is, you know, the moon landings are CGI, and then it's like CGI back in the 60s, 70s, and it's this god awful like blocky death thing, and it's like, but they weren't using CGI. It was all practical effects. If it is fake, like it's all practical effects, which is why it looks so real. If it isn't real, you know what I mean? If it is fake, then wow, what a job he did. You know what I mean? And there's interviews out there, and I think they're fake. It's hard to say. And again, there's so much suggestion to this conspiracy that I think even if the truth did come out, I think you'd still question it, because the suggestion of it being fake and it not being fake is too much. You know what I mean? Too much.
Oh, yeah, no.
It leads to...
I mean, so back to The Shining and the conspiracy.
Just explain to the listeners, just in case they... Because they might not know about this.
There's a certain scene where Danny
is
playing with his toys.
Yeah.
And he's on that awful carpet, that orangey burgundy.
I like that carpet.
I don't. It reminds me of my grandma's house. Like, she had these cups that were it, and it's that 60s, 70s. It's disgusting.
Yeah. I like it. But...
No, I mean, not the dull colours, though. They were like, no, that's like bad vibes, man. But no.
The oranges and burgundy.
So back to the conspiracy, that scene.
Yeah.
He's there, and he's wearing a jumper, which
has got a rocket.
It's a rocket,
yeah.
And it says Apollo, and 11.
Yeah,
is it? Yeah.
I think so.
And he stands up, and as he stands up, the jumper goes perfect, and that's a representation, apparently, of the moon landing was fake.
Okay.
To me, it's a weird one because, like, my mum, she said, like, oh, I remember watching the moon landing. And you're like, what? And she was like 7 or 8 then. So you're like, you watch that on TV. It's like, yeah. And then I'm watching The Shining with her and saying about this scene. And she's like, no, the moon landing was real.
There's, yeah,
and they're like, but can't you see, like Jurassic Park? The first time I saw it, I thought there was a real T-Rex. I genuinely thought, yeah, Steven Spielberg had gone into the unknown.
Just some mad island and, that's got dinosaurs.
And he's just gone, right, you.
Yeah.
I'm giving you some money.
Come and be directed by me. There are certain things, if you watch the moon landings and you watch what they do on the moon,
it's like the flag.
It's how they almost look like they're bouncing on trampolines. And I understand that gravity is, I think, 1/5 of Earth's gravity, I think it is.
I can't remember. I know Jupiter would be crushed. But
like, so, you know, I don't know what that feels like, you know. But it looks like they're just bouncing on trampolines. And they've got, like, vehicles up there and stuff. And it's like, can we even do that now?
Like, exactly.
I don't know if we can even do that now. Like, if you watch anything we send up to space now,
it dies.
And it gets onto, so for instance, like Mars and stuff, it's like super slow, super like meticulous. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you look at the moon landings, these guys are just tear arsing around in this moon buggy, just absolutely having a whale of a time. And then there's so I saw a Joe Rogan clip. And he was talking about the same thing. And it was showing you some of these clips of these guys falling over and them getting back up. And it looks like they're being pulled by the waist, by wires, because of how they're standing, like how they're getting back up. It's not natural how you would get back up. Yeah. You haven't got the strength. Like Joe Rogan was saying, you wouldn't have the core strength to be able to stand up like that.
Yeah.
In any situation, and it looks awkward, and you, it's not. It's also the camera. So when they take off to come back to Earth, right? There's a camera on the moon filming the landing,
yeah.
But it's not. I could understand if that camera stayed stationary and you just saw the thing fly off, right? But it pans upwards, and it's like, hey, hey, where? How you doing that? You know what I mean? And then also, if you watch when it takes off, it obviously fires off. But if you look at the capsule, it's got like a hole in it.
So on that note, I'm gonna leave the door open for people. But what's your points of view? Let us know. Like, was the moon landing real or was it fake?
Yeah.
Like, CGI today
versus practical effects, I suppose.
Yeah, I watched 2001 Space Odyssey and take some of the scenes out of that and go, actually, yeah, I believe. I mean, I don't know. Like I said,
again, you know,
I want to believe.
I don't subscribe to any of them with a certainty. It's always open for me to look at the things and look at them objectively, yeah, and say, okay, well, let's look at.
Why would that be the case?
Let's look at if the conspiracy is real. Let's take it for it being real, and let's look at the situation and work out. Okay, could this happen? Could this happen? Can we replicate this? Can we do this?
Arguably, with technology today, like we watch a film now, like Guardians of the Galaxy, for example.
My God, you could
moon landing. You wouldn't even question it. You'd be like, that's fake.
You could land on any planet and make it look real.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, it's.
I mean, I watched an episode of The Orville, and they've got a holographic simulator sort of thing.
Yeah,
and she just randomly says this random meteor inside, and you're like, you feel like you're in, mm-hmm. like you see this like vision, and you're like, could this be real?
Yeah,
like wow,
it looks that good nowadays, You know, back with the standard Kubrick one, it's all practical effects. That's the thing to take into, though, you know what I mean?
You watch 2001 and Space Odyssey and you're taken into that world. But then you go, the moon landing was filmed by Stanley Kubrick. You're like, no. But you then
He could have so easily have
again,
done it.
Like I know? Said, that we close the door.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
leaving the door open.
We'll leave the door open for people to go and look at it themselves. And
I don't know. I'm on the fence.
If there's any,
I want to believe we landed.
Yeah.
But, well, we didn't. It was the Americans. But I want to believe the moon landing happened. But I also now go, watching it, it is no different to the practical effects at that time.
Look at now,
and we've got green screens, so
it
it's
can,
like...
It can be faked, and it could have been faked. Here's an easy one for you. Bigfoot. Are you a believer, or are you a non-believer?
I'm more of a believer of Bigfoot than I am the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, I do love Nessie. But, nah. Bigfoot, it's...
I've seen some gnarly videos of Bigfoot.
Yeah. But is it just shadow? Like, it's... The Bigfoot one, for me, is, like, similar to, like, ghosts. You can see certain videos and you're like, I'm a believer.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, I'm a believer. Like, you know what I mean? It's like that full-blown reaction. And then you see others and you're like, I can see the string. Or, you know what I mean? Or, that's just a man in a Chewbacca outfit.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
There's them certain ones that you go, which actually, I'm going to relate it back to the first episode here. Signs.
Yeah.
You know what scene?
Yeah.
That's what them videos are like, some of them.
Yeah, they are. They are very convincing. So I saw one recently where this guy had set up a trail cam and the police are cordoning it off for some reason. I cannot remember the reason.
Right.
But this trail cam picks up what seems to be a large ape-like creature, and it picks up, well, it snaps this tree like down and then lifts the tree up and smashes it on the ground, and you're like, what could have done that? And it because, you know, you're looking at the size of this tree and you're just thinking, could a man lift a tree like that? And the thing is so effortless. That's the thing. It makes it look so effortless. Now, is it a Bigfoot? I don't know. I'd like to think it is because of how it's set up. Like, it looks insane.
But that's the thing, that we're going on to that, like we said with the moon landing, it's that...
In actual fact, I'm going to...
The technology we've got...
I'm going to show you.
But it's like the Mothman, okay? The New Jersey Devils.
Yeah.
Like this.
Chupacabra.
Yeah. And then the film, The Village of the Damned. Did you ever see that?
I haven't seen that.
But there's two versions, and I recommend watching both.
Yeah.
But it's a bit. It actually freaked me out as a kid, because there's one scene that. Well, there's multiple scenes actually. But the two that stand out are like. So basically, this village, everyone passes out.
Right.
Randomly.
Yeah.
And then they all come to, and like, X amount of women are pregnant.
Okay.
And they all give birth at the same time on the same day. Okay. And they're all blonde haired, blue eyed. And, okay, there might be hidden connotations in it all, to be fair. But we're not going into that at all. We're talking about The Village of the Damned. And the first film was black and white, so that's why. Like, right. It's to give that, oh shit, they're scary. But it's a different, you're not thinking the devil, but you are. And so anyway, they all, I think, I can't remember how many pairs they are, but one of them doesn't have his pair.
Right.
Because there's a miscarriage. And so this one's been taken and it's in a laboratory, like being studied.
Yeah.
But that comes later. So the thing is, these kids have fucking scary power.
Right.
And there's this one scene where the mum is doing something, and this is the thing, like, this is the theme. And out of nowhere, she's like, looks out into the garden, and she's one of the mums of the kids, and she sees them all. And they're all looking at her, and their eyes turn fucking red. Bosh. She just gets a hand and puts it in this pan of boiling water. Nah, like, you felt it.
Yeah.
It was like one of them, like, you see it happening and then it cuts away and you get the reaction. And it's like, fuck. And then the other bit in the film is the discovery about the one that was an abortion. Not an abortion, but the miscarriage, sorry. And the scientist that's been working on her. They make her, with the power of their eyes, because they see, like, that she's dissected this child, like, specimen. And they make her lie down on this operating table, grab a scalp, and cut herself open. But
yeah,
you were just like, I'm done. But anyway, Sasquatch video, yeah?
And it's picking up the tree, look. And just launching the tree out of the way. You know, these logs are... They're not tiny, you know what I mean?
What?
Look at that. What is doing that? You know, can a human do that? I'm not sure.
I don't know. I do think there's other things, like the Sasquatch stuff. There's too many things you see in your life that spin you out. And you can't, like we said, the light.
Yeah, the bloody light.
That light, like, genuinely, I can't explain it, but the fact that other people have seen it. And then there's just other things, like, I always remember when we were younger, and we'd be going into the woods, and you'd see something, but you weren't the only one.
Yeah.
But is that a collective, like, imagination, all of a sudden everyone's like, yeah, I saw it. It was a pointed shadow.
Quite possibly. But you play on each other's
fear.
Yeah.
But you built up that suspicion of, at a certain point, if you were out and you were in this wood, we need to go.
Yeah.
Like, you...
Yeah.
You built it up.
That's because we're kids.
Yeah.
Amazing how you can do that. When I was younger, it was always a Black Panther.
Oh, yeah, the Black Panther ones.
It was always a Black Panther.
I remember camping out with some mates from school. And out of nowhere, the Black Panther story came up.
Yeah, big.
And we were like, we're going home.
Yeah, just like, all right, this thing's just sort of floating about. Great. It's never anything else. It was always a Black Panther.
Yeah, but do you believe about that in the UK?
For some reason, I did believe it.
I still do.
Like,
I believe there's big cats boshing about in our country, because all of a sudden you had to have a license to have exotic pets, so yeah, Everyone set them free.
Yeah.
And people had panthers.
Right.
So, there's panthers.
But
is there?
I think there'd be more...
When you see them in the grass and they take out a sheep.
I think there'd just be more evidence of it. Or I think it'd be a bigger thing if it was properly there.
Yeah, but maybe it's just like, gets a boat and goes to France for a bit. You know what I mean? Like, it's only about for like a couple of months, then it vanishes. And you don't hear about it for about 2 years. So maybe he goes on like a European tour. He's like, fuck it, I'm done with England.
I'm going to go terrorise some French people.
I went to France, and then he goes to Germany. And skips back through Spain, back on a boat, or maybe a plane. He could be a sophisticated panther.
All right.
And then he reappears, but in a different location.
Okay.
But it's not... It's always about 40 miles away from the previous sighting. So, so it's as if
we've got this like super intelligent animal that can somehow get onto boats and planes, which is, you know, fair enough, terrorize different countries, and then just decide to come back but conveniently go 40 miles the other way. Brilliant. Brilliant.
You know it's a good idea. Subtle enough to be real, but subtle enough to not.
I mean, what other things as a kid can you remember that you were either told by the older kids or your parents told you? Like, I always remember the wood that we grew up next to supposedly had a German bomber plane
crash
into the woods, and the ghost of a German bomber would haunt the woods.
But the same woods had mine shafts in as well.
Yes.
So I got told the story of the mine shafts and the miners that got killed. And you're like,
And it sticks with you. It properly, just like the Black Cat story, like the, you know, the Black Panther. They do stick with you, even though you know it's completely ridiculous. It still sticks with you.
But I don't think the Black Panther is.
But what have you got? Any other? Is there any others that you can remember from?
I see. The one for me was Witch's Tree.
Yeah.
And I had the unfortunate thing of my bedroom faced it.
Yeah, it did.
And I'd be laying in bed because I used to sleep facing the window.
Yeah.
So I'd be laying in bed and I could see the tree. And I could see that red glow.
Yeah.
And the story was, at night, the tree set on fire because of the witches that were burnt. Because when you went to the tree, it was all...
haggard as hell.
It was a dead tree,
yeah.
And it was it had looked like it had been set on fire. And I always remember Witch's Tree. And you see the flames of the witch. Used to terrify me. Yeah. Like, genuinely, like, if my curtains were open, just ajar, my eye would pinpoint it.
Yeah.
And I'd be like... Oh. Breeden.
Yeah.
I still don't talk about that. That was...
That... I still don't know how to explain everything that happened that night.
I can't. I just remember being fucking terrified.
Like, it was genuinely scary. Just for the listeners, just... We might as well.
Yeah.
So, there's a church on top of a cliff around the area that we live, and you can go up there late at night and just chill up there. And
I don't advise it.
I don't advise it at all. No. And supposedly, when you go up there, you can go sit on a bench and you can hear like voices whispering. And it's, you know, it's meant to be spooky and whatnot. So we all thought for a laugh we'll go up there. So we all go up there. There's about eight of us, I think.
Yeah.
All went up there. All went up there with two cars.
Yeah.
We all went up there in two cars. got into the car park, and it was, as you would expect, it was windy in the car park because you're on top of a cliff.
We're all buzzed up as well.
So the moment we left you're in the car park, and then there's a path. Like quite a wide path for you to walk up to the church and the graveyard.
And there's a gate.
And there's a gate. Oh. Now, the moment you got onto the path, the wind stopped. It went... I can't think of a better word, but it went dead. Everything just went dead. It went cold and it went dead. And all of us, we didn't think anything of that at the time because you just don't. And we walked past, can you remember the bush?
Yeah.
We walked past this bush, and this bush just sort of like, just went at us. It just shook. It shook
it's
itself.
Like something out of the Muppets.
Like, it just shook itself for some reason, and we shit it. So we ran back to the car, just had a quick second at the car, and we just sort of G'd ourselves up like, no, we're better than this, So we walked past the bush, didn't go off again, fine. Got to the gate, finished our fags, and then just as we were finishing our fags, we looked in the church, and it was me and you that looked in the church, I remember, and we saw this light sort of like fade on in one stain. There was three stained glass windows. It faded into one stained glass window and then faded out, and then it moved to the other stained glass window and faded out, and then it moved to the other stained glass window and faded out, and it did that for a minute, and we thought that was freaky because there's nobody up there. This is the thing. There's no houses up there. It is literally a church, a graveyard, and a tiny little car park
on top of a hill,
on top of a cliff, because there's a quarry underneath it. So we thought that was ridiculously weird. Anyway, you jump over the gate.
No, I didn't.
Oh, did you not?
I never got over because I was the one that got twatted in the face.
No. There was a middle gate. So you jump over the gate.
Yeah.
I go to jump over the gate and then end up on the floor. And I don't know how that happened, but I ended up on the floor. So I got up, followed you around the corner to the secondary gate, which was the one that took you into the graveyard.
Yeah.
And just before we went into that, spoiler alert, we never made it through the gate. Let's just put it that way.
No.
We all sort of like regrouped together just before we were to go through this gate, and
we stood there.
At the time, there was a program on TV called Most Haunted, and their like key catchphrase was, "If anybody's there, make a sound, yourself known." Right. So one of our mates decided he was going to say that, and he said it, and the next minute you got socked in the face.
No, there was a random stone came over the fence. What the hell?
So a stone came over,
and we were like,
"That's it." So the stone came over, and we were all like, "Shit, what?" But then, sort of like, didn't move because it was a bit like, "What?
No, but then,
what was that?"
Then the person that said it,
went up to the gate, touched the gate,
and I got socked.
That's when you got socked in the mouth, and then two more stones
came over that fence.
Hit the stone wall, if I remember.
Yeah, it was like a tick, tick, tick,
you know what I mean? At that point, we ran. We ran as fast as we physically could. And the weirdest thing, and you can ask any one of the eight people this question, and they'll all tell you the exact same thing. You could hear behind us
footsteps
running, but without the weight.
So no, but you could see the dust.
There was no thud. It was just the movement of the stones behind you.
But you looked around and you saw the dust coming from the stones, and there was that shrill "get out."
And then you heard "get out." But the thing is, there was no one up there. There was no one up there.
No.
There wasn't even a caretaker or anything like that. There was no.
We all jumped in my car. Well, the interior light was on.
So your interior light was on and all your windows were down. My car keys and
my CD
phone,
player was in the boot.
Yeah. And my car keys and my phone had just disappeared. I did not have them on me at that point. So we all jumped in your car, flew back down to where it was safe, and just had a good hour.
Well, we rang someone and they went back
just
up,
just trying to process what we'd just witnessed.
Well, I wasn't talking.
And another friend came up in his car and was like, "What did I miss? I want to go up there." So some of the guys that were with us, they were like, yeah, we'll go up. Like, and also, we need to get my car.
Yeah.
And I was like, "I'm just not going back up there. Never in a month of Sundays are you ever getting me back up there."
I was still
after
just
what
like,
I experienced.
Sat there. Staring at
space. You had the 1,000-yard stare on.
Yeah.
You'd seen some shit.
Oh god.
So
I literally like.
So the lads went up, and when they got we sort of knew how long it'd take them to get up there and get out the car. So I rang my phone off your phone.
Yeah.
And the guy answered it, and he said, "You'll never guess where your phone was." And I was like, "Where?" He was like, "And your keys." I was like, "Where?" He was like, "Basically perfectly lined up under that middle gate."
Yeah.
He said, you couldn't have got it any more perfect. And I was like, "What?" Anyway, they like sort of got the hell out of there. I think they got a little bit freaked out up there. So they got the hell out of there. They brought the car back down, thank God. But yeah, that was fucked up.
Yeah. Oh.
That was a fucked up situation.
Every time I see it, like, if I go that way driving,
yeah,
I see that, I just get that shudder.
It's just a little bit of a shudder.
Oh, yeah. God. But I have the temptation of going up.
So I've been up in the day.
Yeah.
And it is completely different.
Yeah, but
the whole vibe of it is completely different. The absolute whole vibe of it is completely different.
I still don't think I could do it. Like I'd be like, nah, bad juju.
It's still a weird place, but
it's bad juju, definitely.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, we'd love to hear your supernatural stories, paranormal stories, if you've got them.
Yeah, that's one we both experienced.
Yeah.
I'll never forget it.
No,
that was you questioned.
That it was a different level of terror. I've never been as scared as I was that night.
I remember getting back towards where we lived, and we picked up some from friends.
Yeah,
and you were in my car because you were like, I'm not driving. Like, you were done.
Yeah.
I think we'd gone back to yours, dropped your car off, but I was still not talking. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I was just like, boom. And I don't know what. Like, I remember just being sat there, like, and hearing everything going off, but I wasn't there.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, back into the room. And it was like, yeah, so what are we doing? Are we going back to Goose? You know what I mean? It was like a proper, like, boom.
It's just mad. It was just a mad evening, night.
I don't want to know what we saw or witnessed in a weird way. But also, if anyone's been there or knows what we're talking about and has experienced it,
yeah, let us know, because it would be super interesting to hear, you know, yeah, stories.
Like, that's one that I'm always like, that's real.
Yeah, that.
There's other ones. I remember when we were like on that little spree of going around places.
Yeah, there was that bridge.
Yeah.
In the city centre, yeah. And that was weird.
Yeah.
Because you heard
the scream.
So the story was, a kid had died in the silk factory mill. And he got pushed
into the river.
He got pushed by the boss, I think.
Yeah.
And so you can hear him scream at like a minute past midnight or something. It was something daft,
yeah,
like that.
Like, or 11 or something.
Yeah, like, and you have to go onto this bridge, which is just outside of the city centre.
It's a proper cobble stream.
And like, it's a proper old bridge. And apparently on that bridge, at the exact same time, you're meant to experience a horse and cart fly past. Over the bridge.
Or just go past.
And that kind of like encapsulates the whole experience. So we were stood there like absolute morons for like half an hour waiting for this thing to happen.
It was raining, I think.
And then we all huddled together to light a fag because it got windy. And I just remember something flashing in front of us, hearing a scream and then something flashing away.
No, but it was that.
And it was just,
you heard that,
like, it was just the maddest 30, yeah, 45 seconds of an experience that, like, I've ever...
You couldn't explain it. You heard a scream. You heard, like, hooves.
Yeah, mental.
And it was just like in that split moment.
But
where
it all happened in about
looking.
30, 45 seconds where we just... It's like we'd completely taken all sort of like... I don't know what the word is. It's like we'd all stop paying attention for that 30 seconds, 45 seconds, and then that's when it happened, and everybody agreed, and everybody said at the same time, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, we're going.
Do you know what I mean? And I remember us like going, yeah, I think that's enough for that. Like, that was nuts.
Yeah, that was.
And then
before Breeden.
That was before Breeden, and then just before we went to Breeden, we ended up going to one of the churches in the city.
Oh.
And supposedly, if you stand in this particular spot,
feeling,
you end up like feeling hot and burning, and your hands clam up, And we all stood there. I think we were all stood there for about, again, like for a minute, if that, and we all walked away like,
yeah, we aren't doing that again.
I'm not doing that again, because that was horrible. And your hands felt clammy as hell. Like,
it took about an hour to get that feeling away. Yeah,
it was madness, like proper madness. No. There is one I will say. I went to a place called Derby Gale.
Yeah.
And that place is fucking scary.
There's a lot of them, though, isn't there?
Like that. So they've got. So it was the original jail for the city. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I visited this place, and they've got a condemned cell and then two other cells, and then a little seating area and a little bar. And it's just, and they don't put any lights on. It's all candle lit. You know, they set the scene.
And, wine and dine.
Yeah, like some of the things I experienced in there were fucked. Like I was in the condemned cell, and I felt like I was being hung, which is the maddest experience, because there's like nobody behind me, but it felt like someone was behind me pulling down on my shirt. And it's just the weirdest experience. And
fuck that.
Yeah, honestly, it's so fucked up. And like the feelings you get in that place, man. Honestly, there's something wrong there.
Until next time, thank you for listening. A comment, like or share really helps us out, and we would love to hear your stories and thoughts in the comments section below.